Okay, I apologize about yesterday. I was traveling. I'm sorry I didn't tell the chevra a little bit earlier. Lamaisa, we're going to pick up from Lamed Aleph from the base, 13 lines from the bottom, with the words of Tanya. So we're finishing Masechta today. As I always encourage everybody, celebrate it. It's a very big simcha. Make a party. Make a siyum. Invite your friends. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up the new Masechta tomorrow. Tanya, Reb Shim ben Elazar Omer, Ezra Tikin Limli, Shel Shukorin Kol Shabbatoras Kohanim Kodem Atzeres, Vishab Mishnah Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah, that it was already Takanas Ezra to be reading the Klalos in Sefer Vayikra when it says Torah Torah Kohanim, it says Vayikra before Atzeres, which is referred to Shavuos, and the ones of Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah, the ones in Chumash Devarim, in the Kisava, we should read that before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara asks, my time, what is the reasoning for this? That in order that the year should end also, and the year should end with its curses, meaning that you don't want to start the new year, you don't want to start the new Rosh Hashanah on a bad note. We say Tichla Shana V'Naseha, and that's actually a lashon that we'll say in Rosh Hashanah to people. Say Tichla Shana V'Kilaseha, and also Tachla Shana V'Chaseha. Now the new year should start with only bracha. So the Gemara points out Bishlam Mishnah Torah. So now I understand why it comes to Chumash Devarim Ikar Shetichla V'Naseha, because we're reading that by the time of Rosh Hashanah, so it makes sense. Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin, want to start the new year. Ela Shabbataras Kohanim Atu Ataras Hashanah. Is there any bechina of Rosh Hashanah? Regardless, we know that Shavuos is the time of Zman Matat Torah Sin. Where do we see anywhere that it's a Rosh Hashanah? So my answer is in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah he descend of Atzeres al Peiros Eilan. Know that there is a bechina of Rosh Hashanah by Shavuos, because we're judged on Shavuos for the Peiros Eilan, for the new fruit trees, which therefore it has a status of a new year, and therefore we are going to be judged. So a few points to make on this conclusion of the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch made it famous. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Gemara over here is alluding to a much deeper idea. Now, obviously, the Peiros Eilan Kipchuto is the fruits of the tree. But he says Peiros Eilan are also what we're going to be growing up with our Maisim, specifically in regards to Torah and Talmud Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch and Mechadesh, and many bring this down, that basically Shavuos is a year we see over here from the Gemara. It's a Dina of we're judgment. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's specifically a judgment for your Talmud Torah. Just like we have the period of the year where you're judged for Rosh Hashanah is we're going to live or die, and other points of the year, and Pesach is for different inyanim, and Sukkot is for the rain, and different points we're judged for different things. So the Shulchan Aruch thinks that the deeper kavana of the Peiros over here is your Talmud Torah. So therefore, that's why it's very nice that it works with the minhag that we stay up all night and we try to learn. We're learning the whole time, because really that is the time of the Yemei HaDin for our Talmud Torah for the whole year. We want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want, just like we daven all day for a good year, so in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, so we learn all day on Shavuos in order that we should be having a good year of Talmud Torah, that we should be zochet to a good year of Talmud Torah. And that's a very nice idea the Shulchan Aruch brings down and explains Min and Klal Yisrael that we do that. A very interesting question that Rosh Hashanah was fond of quoting from the Magen Avraham. I don't think I've ever seen this inside, but he quotes this often. Rosh Hashanah was always quoted on this Gemara over here, that Ezra is Masakin that we read. That we read the klalos before Shavuos, and we read the klalos in Devarim before Rosh Hashanah. So said Magen Avraham, wait a second. We learned before that in Eretz Yisrael they only had a 3-year cycle, and seemingly many understand that only from the times the Gaonim was codified that everybody would be doing like we do every year and Simchas Torah. Though I pointed out that there are mashmas clearly this Gemara and other Gemara is that mashma that they did do it every single year. But his kasha was that at the end of the day, what did they do? The ones who read it every 3 years, it was Takanas Ezra. So it says Al Karchach, I'm going to answer that, like, just like we have the Dal Parshios with the special maftirs, so it must be that whatever parsha they were up to, even if they were whatever, let's say again, they're third behind, so they were let's say not in Sefer Yikra, they were still in finishing Breishis, they're just starting Sefer Shmos, they would have a special kriya the week before Shavuos, and they would have a special kriya the week before Rosh Hashanah, and they would lane as a special haftorah, as a special maftir rather, they would lane an extra bring a Sefer, a second Sefer Torah, and they would lane just like we do on the Dal Parshios. That's with Lachor they did in Eretz Yisrael from any time, anywhere, from when they were following the 3-year cycle. Okay, very interesting. Ha'aram from the Magen Avraham. Now the Gemara continues. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar teaches us, if the old people tell you to demolish, however, Yaldim and Bnei, and the younger ones of the generation are telling you, they're convincing, whatever discussion we're dealing with, they tell you to build, Sisor ve'al tivnei, that you should demolish and you shouldn't build, and they should steer as a kin in binyan, because when the elders are telling you to destroy, that really is binyan, that is building. Uvinyan arm sisira, however, the young ones, and the young ones are going to be what the building of the children is going to be destructive, that's destructive as demolishing. And the Gemara says, how do I know this? And Simon Dabar Rechavan ben Shlomo. Rechavan ben Shlomo made this very mistake. He ignored the advice of the elders. elders, and he listened to, he didn't lower himself before his people, which ultimately led to the rebellion of Yeravam bin Avat, which led to this ultimate horrible splitting of the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, that the Yud Shvatim with the other Shvatim, the 12 tribes and the 2 tribes, that was done during the time of Rechavim ben Shlomo, because he did not listen to the elders. So we see, sometimes if it seems like they're outdated and they don't have the good advice, if they're telling you to take a step back and they're telling you to destroy, it's usually their life advice of the Zekanim, oftentimes is considered a very, even though it looks counterproductive and doesn't look like the right decision, many times their life wisdom and their experience of life is something that a person should be obviously very inclined to listen to. Now the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, Makom Shavasikim B'Shabbos, Shachar Sham Korn B'Mincha, V'Sham Korn B'Sheni, B'Sheni Sham Korn B'Chamishi, V'Chamini Sham Korn B'Shabbos, Haba Divrei Rebbe Meir. Meir says, we learn, first of all, we quoted Bryce, right? That where the laning was, where you finished on Shabbos morning, from there they continued to read Shabbos Mincha, and then where you finish Shabbos Mincha, they're going to continue reading on Monday, and then Monday and Thursday, they're going to continue from there, where they conclude on Thursday, that's where they're going to read in the following Shabbos. Meaning each time we keep going further, according to Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Malkum, Shabbosikim, B'Shabbos, Shachar, Sham Korn B'Mincha. Now, where we stop, let's say we just finished Parsis Bo, so we finished B'Shalach. So Shabbos Mincha will start B'Shalach, and then we finish on Shabbos Mincha. So what do we do on Monday? We continue reading Parsis B'Shalach. Uva Sheinu B'Chamishi, Ula Shabbos Haba, and we start with B'Shalach, which we're going to see in a moment. That's obviously how we pass in our Zera. Halacha, Malkum, Shabbosikim, B'Shabbos, Shachar, Sham Korn B'Mincha, Uva Sheinu B'Chamishi, Ula Shabbos Haba. Rabbi Zera says that's the halacha that we follow. An opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't count, even though we read Parshas B'Shalach at Shabbos Mincha, we don't continue from Rishon and continue from Tesheni on Monday and then continue to say the Shlishi on Thursday and continue really reading Shabbos, the next Kriya on Shabbos from Revi. Rather, we follow Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't count. We lay in the same B'Shalach, the same Rishon of B'Shalach, both at Shabbos Mincha and in the Mondays and Thursday laying, we do all three. So the Gemara just asks, with Shabbos about Lema Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, why don't we just tell me that the Halacha is following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? It was Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Meir, and it's very clear that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have to mention say out his entire Shita? I know what his Shita is. So now we're turning on to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Mishum de Afri Lehu, because there are those who switched around the names of the Brisa and had the Girsa that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says that, like Rav Meir's Shita wasn't the Brisa, so you're going to get confused. You're going to say Halachas Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to think that you do continue because that was their Girsa, that was their text and their version of the Brisa. So however, he had to tell you exactly what the Halacha was for the sake of clarity to make sure you know how to paskin. Now the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan Poseach V'Roah, Golam Mevarech V'Chozer Poseach V'Korah Divrei Rabbi Meir. So when you're getting an Aliyah, you open the Sefer Torah from the place where you're going to read it. So you have to make sure you know where it is to make the brachos over the place where you're supposed to be reading. So it's not a hafsek between your reading and the brachos. You should say the bracha and then you should open and read it again. That was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Poseach v'reva v'reva korah. No, you don't have to. So according to Rabbi Meir, the difference was that you were closing the Sefer Torah while you make the brachos. Rabbi Yehuda says that you should, you're allowed to just say the brachos. That's going to be important, whether allowed or you should specifically be saying it over while you're reading it. The Gemara asks, "My time in the Rabbi Meir, what is the reason of Rabbi Meir that he says to close it? L'chor Rabbi Yehuda is more correct that you should be reading it right away. So therefore, if the Sefer Torah is open, I'll be able to right after my Aliyah start the leaning." So the Gemara answers, "Kid Ula, because of Ula, Ulam Neima Anu Akor B'Torah Lo Yisayel Matrigman. What's the reason? Ula is in a different context. What's the reason that somebody who is reading from the Torah shouldn't be the one who's helping the person translate? Remember, we used to have two different people. They had the laner, and the guy who's always laning was the guy who got the Aliyah. Some Sfarim do that even Bizman Azeh. They'll get an Aliyah, they'll lane. Sometimes they don't know how to lane, and that's a problem. But a lot of times they do know how to lane. It's very nice that they're able to just get an Aliyah and start laning. So, and then there's an additional thing that Teimanim Arayim still have is a Maturgaman, the guy who's reading Targum Unculus afterwards. So let's say the Baal Kore knows the lane, the Targum Unculus better than the guy who's doing the Turgaman. He shouldn't help him. Why? Because Kadesh Aliyam Targum Kosovo Torah. People are going to think that part of the Targum is written in the Torah. So too the Gemara says over here, it's a similar Chash, Rachanami, Kadesh Aliyam Rebrachos Kosovo Torah, that people should not say that the Brachos are written in the Sefer Torah. And what's so bad if the brachos are written in the Sefer Torah? What's so bad if the people thought that really that there would be the things written in the Sefer Torah? So there are different explanations in the Chrom, I think it's called in the name of the Kilas Yaakov, that he says that at the end of the day it's going to be Baltosif, just like the Rambam writes, that if a person says that chicken and meat, the violation, eating chicken and meat together, cooked chicken and meat together, is an Isra Dereisa, we don't pass like that, Man Darman the Gemara, we hold that it's Derebanan, Bizman Azeh, actually has Nafkaminas in terms of Hanab, but not for now. So the Rambam says, you're definitely chayv, you're over an Isra Dereisa of Baltosif, I don't know if you're Loka on that, but a person is definitely chayv of the Isra Dereisa of Baltosif, you're adding to the Torah. If you say Mitzvah Derebanan is Dereisa, the Rambam holds the Shita so many times, that would be an Isra Dereisa of Baltosif. Tosef. So too over here, the I think it's the Kilos Yaakov, or maybe other Achronim wanted to tie that if you say that the brachas are written in the Torah, people are going to think that the brachas are in the Torah. That's Baal Tosef. That's Baal Tosef Deoraisa, and that is a major issue. The Rav Moshe had a little different approach. Rav Moshe said that no, that people are going to think that the brachas are written in the Torah, and they're going to think you're using a sefer she'enu muga. The Gemara in Kesuva says that it's aser because of the al tishkon balecha avla. A person shouldn't have anything, a sefer Torah that's not written properly in his possession, because then people are going to come to mistake to think that that's the correct text, and they're going to use that and copy it, and it's an iser to have that in your house. So people are going to think, hey, wait, the brachas are written in there? I didn't know you were supposed to do that. They're not going to think that it's part of the parcel of the Torah, but they're going to say that that's written inside, and that's an additional to the sefer Torah, and it's not something that's called the sefer she'enu muga. And that's not something that you should be having in your house. That's the reason that it's usher. But either way, that's what the din over here, the machlokas between Rav Meir and Rabbi Huda is. Rav Meir is choshish for this. Rabbi Huda seemingly is not. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Huda targum mikol mitay brachas like mitay, that people are going to make a mistake and make an error with regards to a targum, because that you see the guy laning it, you're going to think that the Aramaic is in the Torah. Aramaic is in certain neviim. Maybe it was in the Torah too. People are not going to know the halachas. However, the brachas, nobody thinks that the brachas are going to be inside the sefer Torah, and therefore, no problem of just having the Sefer Torah open according to Rabbi Yehuda. So how do we paskin? Omer b'zeirah rav masna halacha poseach v'roa emuvarach v'kore. So that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to leave it open. You say the brachas, and then you say the brachas and you read right away. So Gemara says v'lema halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't we just say the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda mishum de'ipchiluhu, that a person can come to make a mistake, that people make a mistake because of the similar issue that we had before, is that according to Rabbi Zera knew that people had different versions of the text. So if people had the other version of the text, so we were afraid that they would accidentally think that we say Halacha Rabbi Yehuda really like Rav Meir, and that's not the case. We want to specifically show you that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda to avoid any misunderstandings, that it means that you should say the Bracha right away. So this is the Pasha of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you're getting Aliyah, you should leave the Sefer Torah open. That is the Tosfos throw a wrench in this a little bit. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says that that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's still a din lechachila like Rav Meir. He's just saying that it's not usher. It wouldn't be usher to make the bracha, but he agrees that lechachila, the sefer Torah should be closed. That is quoted by the Bach, and that's a shaila l'halacha of how to paskin, because there are those who say no, it was really better to do like not like that understanding of Tosfos. So you should have the sefer Torah dafka open. And there's a pshara that other akronim bring down, is that when you're getting the aliyah, so there you don't want to have a hefsek between the guy reading it and that, so you could leave it open following the pashtas of Rabbi Yehuda. And then there's also the idea of turning to the side, that you should turn to the side, either to the right or left. I think it's Machlokas Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, because the Ramah thinks the Hashem is in front of you to your right, so you should turn to the left, because that's where the Shechina is. That's how we turn to the left also in Shmoneh Esrei, when taking our 3 steps back. That's why you turn to the left, and according to that's again to show that it's not written in the Sefer Torah. That would be to show again that the brachos are not written in the Sefer Torah. That's part of the idea of getting it. And so again, and turning to the right would be just again turning away from it. The Ramah just had a side point why things turn to the left. But this is also again so that you don't think that the brachos are in the Sefer Torah. Then some say closing your eyes. Again, these are a lot of different shitas in these halachas, and it's important to look it up to see how to exactly do it. But again, there's a pshara that I'm bringing down, that when you're getting the aliyah, you should leave it open. So therefore, you could start right with the laning, and we really pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's better to start the laning right away. However, when you're already done with the aliyah, so there's no issue of a delay, so then you should close it. So then you're mekayim this with din of Tosos, and then you would and you're not having any issue with that point. Again, different menhagim, and our pashta, everyone should ask the Rav or whatever their Masorah is for how they get the aliyah. You should know that there are different things that are, this is a lot all in Shulchan Aruch. A person should go through these halachas to see exactly what he comes out with. Amar b'zer, Amar b'masna, luchos abinos embim shukadusha. Ramasna said that the literally the boards, meaning the empty margins of as of a sefer Torah and a bima. It's interesting. Rashi quotes, I would have thought like the bima that we have is manazeh, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi quotes that the bima is what they specifically used in Parshas HaMelech. In Masechta Sota, that the Melech, when he would rain from that, he would make a bima shel eitz. That's the bima is einam kedusha, and the Torah is better than them. Do not have any kedusha. So that's a shaila of Bismanazah also using a bima for other purposes, like putting a sefer on a bima or leaning on a bima. That is a shaila if this gemara is going to make the tushdel. That's a shaila how to not pass anything for that point. Amar Shafti, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Agola sefer Torah tzarich shem deno al tefer. People think this is like a nice thing. No, this is a real halacha. When you're here, the golel is similarly both the person getting hagwa, the person getting galila. We many times we're going to see that there's seemingly interchanged in the Lashon of the Gemara. So here it probably is referring to the person getting Hagu as well, that you should make sure that we have the seams, that you should put the Sefer Torah on the seams in order that if Chas V'Shalom it rips or it's mishandled, then it's going to come torn. It's not going to tear in the middle of the words. It's going to tear. It's going to tear at the cross the seams. I remember when I was in middle school, we were just turning bar mitzvah, so they actually had like a Hagba clinic. It was like three times during for a period of a week, every single day. We'd come and he'd show us how to do Hagba, and that was the requirement in order to do Hagba. And it was very good because we learned the proper halachas how to do Hagba. This was one of the halachas that the Rav, I think Rabbi Frankel's name was, he told us, and it was very important to have that. Arayom, Baruch Hashem, know how to do Hagba properly because of that halacha that he told us. This is one of them. He told us also to do a full circle. It's also misunderstood. People think you should do half and half. I don't know where they do that. Half the time they don't even go half and half, and then there's a guy who's in a corner, in a side of a corner, doesn't see. You do a full circle, 360 full circle. It's very clear, turning to the right. That's Pesach Mishabur. That's very clear with Paskin that you should be doing Hagba. Anyway, this is another halacha that comes up, and this is not just a nice thing. It's a halacha in based on the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch is quoted to do this. Someone is rolling the Sefer Torah should roll it on the outside. You should position the Sefer Torah so that the two, when you're rolling, the two sides are parallel to him by rotating the roller each from his right, the farthest away from rotating him towards himself, and should not roll it. Don't roll it from the inside, but rolling one nearest to him away from himself. If he does that, and you lose control of the Sefer Torah, then it could fall on the ground. Again, another practical etza of how to do. This is more galila, not necessarily. This is not hagba. And when you tighten it, when you're rolling it, you're tightening it. You should roll it to the one again. Bifnim here means the one closest to you, the side that's closest to you, not from the outside, but rotating the roller furthest away from him. That's not gonna be. You don't wanna also have the people not see it. So that while you're golel, you also want to have them see it. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shav Tam, Rabbi Yochanan, Sar Shakar, Batorah, Godel Shem, Golel Sefer Torah. That when you have 10 people, what am I mentioning over here? The idea of 10 people. Obviously, you need 10. But Rashi says, then say 10 people are getting aliyah. It means that 10 people were there, Rashi points out. This is actually Chakir Reb Chaim, is that when it comes to the, is it a chovas atzibur, chovas ayachid, the kriyas Torah? Is it when you have 10 people, then now they're chayav Torah and sefer Torah? No, I personally have a chayav to be mishdadel, to go and go with 10 people and go make sure I can hear kriyas Torah. Meaning it's a personal chayav on me on a Monday and Thursday, today, right? Thursday to go lane and go hear kriyas Torah. Or is it not this idea, and rather it's that the person is supposed to do that. So Reb Chaim brings from this Rashi that it says, well, I have to bring the idea that there's 10 people. Obviously, I know when there's 10 people there. So Reb Chaim wants to understand that no, it means that every single one of the 10 are involved, meaning that every single one had a chiyuv to go and to go listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. I believe Rav Soloveitchik is very makbid about that. When he used to come from Boston in the afternoon, they used to lane for him also. He used to have a Kriyas HaTorah because he wasn't able to daven in the morning. He would go right in the morning and he wasn't able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So in the afternoon they would daven mincha and they would do that. I think that's based on this Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim held that it's a chiyuv on you yourself to mishtadl and have 10 people to lane a Sefer Torah. Anyway, so going over here, Asar Shekhar Batur, that was based on this Rashi, HaGodol Shabem Golel Sefer Torah, that the greatest among them does the Galila. This is the big Shaila. What is the Galila referring to over here? This is Arfa Shochas Metameh. He even had that meaning like people are not coming to Chashuvim and even have little kids doing it. It says over here, the Godol does the Galila Sefer Torah. HaGolol Natal Schar Kulan. Now that the Golol is Natal Schar Kulan, he gets the greatest reward. That Rabbi Shimon Levi, Asar Shekhar Batorah, HaGolol Sefer Torah, Kibol Schar Tulan, the Godol, the one who's doing, the one who gets the Hagba. We'll see. It means Hagbar Galila. Schar Kulan Sagad. I think you get all the Schar of everybody there. Ela Ema Schar Kineged Kulan. You get the Schar equivalent to all of those. So we see how chashav it is to do whatever. If this is Galila or this is Hagba, this is something which is a very, very chashav thing to do. There are ban rights. It's a very scary Ramban. Also, we see Michal Ava Teshmehen also sometimes. How chamor it is also. The Ramban writes, Arra Shaloyakim et Divra Torah Zos. The Ramban writes that it means someone who doesn't do Hagba properly. You don't lift it and show the klal to show the klal the sefer Torah properly. That is the error of a layakim sefer Torah. So it's very scary that Ramban. But we see how great the reward is on the other hand. Whenever you show how chamor it is on the other side, we saw how great the reward is as well. So the Ramban is showing us how great the reward is that a person who does the who's going to get schar kulan when he when a person is going to get schar kulan when he does the proper hagba. So that's I'm assuming right now that this is all reference to hagba, which is someone explain this. It doesn't mean galila like we understand, but the Aruch HaShulchan seems to understand it means potentially both. He asks Akash again. We give galila to these non chashav people. I think even maybe little kids. I don't know if he said little kids, but he says non chashav people. His man is also people are giving it to kids. We hear the Pashas of the Gemara galila could refer to actually rolling it. So he actually mentions there. I think one of the very few times he says he actually likes the minhag of the Chabadniks in his time. He was in Russia. He was near the, I guess, there was a lot of Chabad schools where he was. And the way they do Hagba in Eretz Yisrael, they do this also, Bizman Azeh. It's interesting, Nisach Sfar in Eretz Yisrael, many have this practice as well, that the person does Hagba. He first lifts up the Sefer Torah for everybody there. They all see it. And then, after that, so then they lay in Kriyas HaTorah, and then you do a Hagba closed. You ready, the Sefer Torah is already closed, and then you just do Galila. So Aruch HaShulchan thinks that would be better. I'm not exactly sure why that changes much in terms of what because he's assuming the first guy is doing Hagba is totally doing Hagba, and that's referring to the Galila. I'm not sure exactly why he thinks that practice answers this Gemara, but Ba'etzem, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan mentions. Now the Gemara continues, V'amar Rav Shafti, Amar Yochanan, Minayin Shemishdamshin Bevaskol, that if a person, Rashi explains, that if you have a certain shaila, if you want to start something, not you want to do a certain thing, you want to move somewhere, whatever it is, and you hear a baskel say, do it, or you hear something say, no, don't do it. So then you can, and it's not a problem of nichush, it's not a problem of sorcery, so you're allowed to listen to it and rely on it. Shenemar v'aznecha tishma, tishmana davar me'acharecha lemar. The pasuk says, and your ears will hear the words behind you saying, this is the way to walk, this is the way. So that's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. So this is telling us you're allowed to listen to these things that are behind you referring to a baskel. V'hani mili d'shama kol gavra masav kol itisav b'davra. This only applies when you hear a male in the city, which is unusual for men, usually found in the fields, or you hear a female in the fields, and they're not usually found over there. Since this voice is unusual, and it clearly sounds like something that somebody else, a special person, so that means that you could rely on it. And the Gemara says, v'hu adin hein hein, v'hu damar lav lav. And that is to say that when the voice is telling you and saying yes, and this is also the voice telling you no, that only yes or no question, seemingly, that's all you could rely on. That a person who learns without with a melody, he's learning without a singing, obviously it sounds like a deeper thing, like you're not like a geschmack in the Torah, you're enjoying it, you love the Torah, you're learning it with the kol, not just a boring thing, not a boring subject. And therefore, so the pasuk says, I don't give him things that are not good, judgments that I don't live by. Someone who's studying Torah through not understanding it, doesn't care about his learning, doesn't show that you don't love it. And we should love our learning, we should be enjoyable to us, it should be something the halacha and tisha b'av, we're not allowed to learn Torah because we love it so much, right? It's our thing that we love so much. That's something that we should be learning in a way that demonstrates that. Maskif la abaye, mishum telo yadol v'sume kala mashbatim yichubim karspe. And Abaye is bothered by this. Is he, just because he doesn't make his voice pleasant, he's learning, enjoying it. You're going to tell him that the judgments do not live. Rather, it doesn't mean like that. Ela kidekadur mashasha demar shnei davin chacham and yoshem biyarechas ve'inochin zeh b'halacha. They don't learn. They don't present to each other in halacha. They're always in controversy with one another, they're always fighting with one another. They can never have shalom. I gave them things which are not good. Their Torah was representative of the fact that they should be in emos. They're representing the Torah. They should love each other. You can have different hashkafas. If you're both trying to keep the Torah, you're trying to keep Shulchan Aruch, you're trying to keep Shulchan Aruch, not form anything around and move anything around, it doesn't matter. You don't have the same hashkafas. Lo yichyu behem. That you should not live by them. So the Gemara says, Vayta Amar Parnach, Amar Biyochanan. Someone who holds a Sefer Torah, literally uncovered, meaning you hold the parchment directly without anything in between, nikbar arum. You're going to be punished by being buried uncovered. The Gemara says, arum salkadaita, you can be buried uncovered. That's such a terrible thing, buried without any proper burial, without tachrichin, without talis, whatever it is. Ela'ema nikbar arum below mitzvah. So you're going to be buried. Uncovered means they're going to be buried without any mitzvahs. Metaphorically, without any mitzvahs, that you don't perform any mitzvahs. So we see it's very chamor to touch the parchment. It's very interesting. The Beis Yosef writes that the Ashkenazim, he doesn't know what the heter is, the Ashkenazim touch the Sefer Torah Arum, and when they do Hagban Galila, he doesn't know why they do that. And so they're much like, I'm an Ashkenazi, and I don't know what you're talking about. It's very interesting, like Metzia's difference over there. What exactly Beis Yosef thought that they were doing. But Betzim, we were both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim very much about this. We don't touch the Sefer Torah. Even when the parchment person doesn't do Hagba properly, he doesn't tighten the parchment properly, you're not supposed to run over and use your hand. That's why we always grab a talus. It's Ikar Din. It's not just a thing, shtick. It's a real halacha that when you're tightening, you have to pick up the parchment, don't touch it directly. And that's the same thing whenever you have to touch it for whatever reason or look at it, the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to touch it for this. It only applies to Sefer Torah. We don't simply apply to other Sefer Ksuvim, like a Megillah. We do somewhere allowed to touch a Megillah. So it only applies by Sefer Torah. The Gemara says again, below mitzvah sakadaitach, the person is going to be buried without having performed anything. So what about all the other mitzvahs he's done? Why every single mitzvah he's done? Rather, the Gemara says, no, he's going to be performed metaphorically uncovered without the merit of that specific mitzvah. Therefore, he forfeits the reward for the mitzvah while holding directly onto the parchment. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Biyane, Bered Rabiyane, Sava Mishmid Rabiyane, Rabba, Mutav Tigala Mitpachas, Ve'al Gala Sefer Torah. That it's more proper for the cloth of the cover of a Sefer Torah to be rolled as opposed to rolling the scroll itself and reforming the Sefer Torah because that'd be better, more bekavod. Now the Gemara continues. Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem b'nei Yisrael, that Moshe had taught the Moadim, all the different Chagim to b'nei Yisrael, to Chal Yisrael, mitzvasan shikor nosan kolechad ve'echad bismano. Everybody should be read it at its appointed time. Tanur Rabbana, we learn in Ebraisa, Moshe tikkun l'Yisrael sheyisholim v'dorshin b'nyanos shel yom. A person should be learning the halachas the day Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Tzeres b'Tzeres, Hilchos Chag b'Chag. We should be learning the day of. Specifically, Takanos Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashaila is a mitzvah d'oraisa, just Takanos Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi always likes to say that not everything Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin has the tokef of din d'oraisa. Could be only a minhag of Moshe Rabbeinu. Could be a din of Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, each one you have to know. So, but each on the day of Pesach, you learn halachas. Pesach on the day of Shavuos, learn halachas of Shavuos, and then on the Sukkot, you learn halachas of Sukkot. But Yosef asks the kasha, what do you mean? We learn in Maseches Pesachim that Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin that 30 days before Pesach should be learned from the. And we quote the pasuk that it says that he was teaching them about Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. So he learned it 30 days before. We learn that Pesach has 30 days before. It's a shaila. Do we apply it to all of the halachas by Sukkot? Do we apply it to Shavuos? But Ba'etzem Pesach, everyone agrees that was learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. So how exactly answer that kasha? So Achron wanted to tell him that maybe that this din was an extension of this halacha. This was really the din of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we learned to extend it. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was only for that year. And they saw that the need to do it for every single year. And they learned, and they point, and then and they were, Chazal was actually Masakin later. It was originally Moshe, but they extended it. That wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu to do the 30 days before. But in Achron, this halacha of the Chag B'Chag and the Atzeres B'Atzeres, that was always the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, with that we finish Maseches Megillah, Mitzvah Hashem, again, make a big siyah, make a big party, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up next Masech to Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Hajjalach b'nei'ir, Selach Masech HaMegillah, Hajjalach b'nei'ir, Masech HaMegillah, Hajjalach b'nei'ir, Selach Masech HaMegillah.